welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, available to you online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin.
Hello.
Ramble is an intransitive verb, origin 15th century Middle English, probably an alteration of romblin. Definition: to move aimlessly from place to place, to explore idly, to talk or write in a long-winded, wandering fashion. Yeah, check in Merriam-Webster.com to see if this segment is named appropriately, and it is.
Good journalist.
Let's ramble. All right, I love this story. This is from the Telegraph UK. A British fortune teller has claimed she can divine people's futures by using asparagus.
What?
Her name is Jemima Packington. That's what she calls herself. And she's an asparamancer. That's what she calls herself. She apparently throws asparagus spears on the floor and then makes her predictions based on how they land.
So like tea leaves, but
tea leaves or
asparagus.
Tarot cards, except it's asparagus. She says she stumbled across her asparagus predicting skills a few years ago by chance after some stalks fell on the floor and she made this prediction. She actually spoke to the BBC, to their news department, and said, quote, "I can't even remember what prediction I made when I was young, but my family went very quiet, and it came true, and the rest is history."
But how do you, if you spill asparagus on the floor, how does it come to you that you think you should predict something?
Well, here's the thing. She did this recently for a fairly well-known British actor. She threw the asparagus on the floor and it landed in the shape of a number 4, and Ms. Packington predicted he should grab an opportunity that would present itself. Okay. I do want to point out one thing about this. Ms. Packington, she made the papers when she was showing off her skills. Guess where she was?
Where?
At a national fair to help promote the asparagus industry.
Interesting.
He thinks me smell something aside from esteemed asparagus in the story.
All right. Okay, we're going to move now to the latest news in copper. Australia is reportedly contributing to China's pre-Olympic building boom with some black market metal. Australian authorities say organized gangs are stealing the copper cabling off of trains, power lines, and phone lines. The stuff actually costs a lot of money. It's worth millions of dollars. And these gangs are allegedly selling it to China to help construction of buildings ahead of the Olympics. Possibly including Beijing's Bird's Nest National Stadium. This is where the Olympic ceremonies and track events, you know, the big key arena for the Olympics are going to be held. Australian police said today that thieves are taking up to 500 meters of copper cabling from train lines at a time, and the resultant power outages have shut the train system down for up to 7 hours. So they're actually really doing some harm to the transportation system. In recent weeks, police seized more than 15 tons of stolen copper cabling stashed in shipping containers and warehouses. Detectives investigating the crime ring linked to the thefts say they've shipped $18.5 million worth of black market copper to Chinese companies in the past 5 years.
Hmm. Okay, do you like wine?
I love.
What? That wasn't really asking you, Rachel. I was asking little John. Do you want it to come in sleek black bottles and 3 fine varieties? Well, you're in luck because rapper Lil Jon of Yeah fame is reportedly expanding his beverage empire. You know, he has this non-alcoholic thing called Crunk Energy Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Jon starting his own wine label. It'll only be called Little Jonathan Winery. It's going to offer up a 2005 Merlot and an 06 Cabernet Sauvignon, as well as a Chardonnay.
I'm surprised he's not calling it diminutive Jonathan.
No word yet on pricing or where the wine will be distributed, but Little Jonathan Winery website says select varieties will be available this month.
Oh, good. Finally, a woman was stopped at Munich Airport yesterday after baggage control handlers found the skeleton of her brother sealed in a plastic bag in her luggage. That's it. That's the story. One line. The 62-year-old woman and her 63-year-old friend, who both live in Italy, were hauled in by airport police after a scan of the bag showed a human skull and other bones. The women were traveling to Italy from Brazil. It turned out that the woman was trying to fulfill the last wish of her brother, who died 11 years ago in Sao Paulo, Brazil. He wanted to be buried in Italy, so they were trying to get him there. The travelers produced the appropriate papers from the Brazilian authorities for the most unusual transport, and they were indeed allowed to carry on their way to Naples, bones and everything.
Well, she had the right paperwork.
She did. There you go. You've just been rambled, folks. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.